Brazil's first elected leftist president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, has been sworn in a ceremony in Brasilia attended by an estimated 200,000 people. In an emotional address, the new president, who goes by the name Lula, vowed to bring an end to hunger, injustice, and corruption in Brazil and inaugurate a new style of government. Lula won a landslide victory in last October's election in his fourth bid for Brazil's highest office. Reporter Amy Radel joins me now from Rio de Janeiro. And lots of excitement at the inauguration, I gather?
Oh, absolutely. Yesterday was kind of the culmination of this outpouring of affection that Lula's received ever since he was elected in October. And people, even including his own distant second, third, and fourth cousins, took these long, long bus rides from all over the country to be in Brasilia yesterday. And Lula canceled the traditional black tie celebration for his inauguration, and instead they had what they called the People's Party, and it was sort of an all-day music festival. Some of Brazil's biggest entertainers played there yesterday. And at one point during the presidential procession, someone broke away from the crowd and ran towards him, and people were worried for a minute, and then it turned out that this guy just wanted to give the new president a hug, and that kind of shows the incredible optimism and affection that he's receiving right now in a place that's usually pretty cynical in terms of politics.
Tell us more about his inaugural address. What else did he say?
His speech seemed to bring back kind of the fire in the belly that he showed when he was a union leader in Sao Paulo in the 1970s and 80s. He was really passionate in talking about the need for his new government to fight hunger in Brazil. He said that that's going to be his top priority, and that if every Brazilian has the chance to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner by the time he leaves office, he will have fulfilled his life's mission. And he also attacked the agricultural subsidies in developed countries and said that bringing down some of those trade barriers is going to be a top priority for his administration if they enter any kind of trade negotiations.
His is quite a success story. He's the son of a poor farmer who sold oranges and peanuts as a child. He only got a grade school education.
Exactly. His life really resonates for Brazilians because he made this journey from the Northeast, such a poor area, to the big city, in his case, Sao Paulo. And there he became part of the union movement. He was a metal worker, and he became an important leader in challenging the military dictatorship in Brazil in the 70s and 80s. And he founded his party, the Workers' Party. And so when he talks about fighting poverty, it really resonates for people here because they know that he's talking as a person who knows what it was like to be poor and hungry.
Well, it obviously resonates for his neighbors. Quite a few world leaders attended yesterday's ceremony. I guess Venezuela's President Hugo Chavez, who's a bit embattled now himself, and Cuba's Fidel Castro, they were there.
Exactly. Castro was kind of the celebrity guest yesterday, it seemed like, and he's going to be meeting with Chavez and Castro both today. And he also mentioned that one of his top priorities as president is going to be bringing more unity and political cohesion among South American countries. And when you think that he had Chavez in his audience and also Argentine President Eduardo Duhalde, who are both facing serious crises at home, one would imagine that those words sound pretty welcome. And he also recently sent a shipment of Brazilian gasoline to Venezuela to help Chavez out. So it seems like he means what he's saying.
Reporter Amy Radel in Rio de Janeiro, thanks very much.
Thank you.
By the way, Lula chose for his new cultural minister a Brazilian superstar, musician Gilberto Gil. O ronco da trovoada.